Good morning. I'd like to call this meeting to order, Curry Beach Town Council, on Friday, April 4th, 2025. And the purpose of our meeting is to review the initial department budgets, committee requests, funding requests from outside agencies, and any other budget-related items for fiscal year 25-26. I need a motion to excuse Commissioner Ellen.
Make a motion to excuse Commissioner Ellen.
I second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
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 And I think we need to amend our agenda,
sir.
Commissioner, Mayor Pro Tem Hagler.
I'd like to make a motion to amend the agenda as follows. Insert number 10, other matters, and renumber current numbers 10 and 11, 10 to 11 and 11 to 12. And then under number 10, other matters, consideration of an action on resolution R25-02 exempting procurement requirements for and authorizing an agreement with Cape Fear Engineering. And then under 10.2, consideration of an action on an agenda to the contract, on an addendum to the contract with T&H Construction of North Carolina for the storm drain replacement project. And I will touch on this during the public works portion of the budget agenda.
Okay, so we have a motion. Do I have a second?
I second.
Have a second. Now, David, just to make sure I'm clear, we're going to add that right after our legislative goals.
Correct. It'd be 10.1
okay.
And 10.2.
Just so I don't
get
out of whack. Okay.
Yes, sir.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Great.
Thank
passes.
You.
First item of our agenda is to adopt the minutes for our February 3rd, 2025 retreat. I hope everybody's had the opportunity to review those. We have a motion to approve.
Make a motion to approve as presented.
I second.
Motion a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, Mr. Arlen, you're up, sir.
No changes to any other general fund fees, no changes to water and sewer rates. The budget doesn't include a contingency. For a number of years, we would transfer money from the general fund to the beach protection fund. That's not included in here. No additions to or deletions to headcount.
So just on number 7, when we get to the public works portion, we may revisit that one.
Okay, but the initial...
Yeah, exactly right. Yes, sir, I was just saying that when we get to public works, Jimmy and Ian have some discussions around that.
Okay. And then the last one was employee compensation. This budget includes a cost of living adjustment of 2.5%, which is what Social Security did, and then a merit increase of 2%. So where we look after the initial... requests by everyone and estimations of revenue. I'll just go down fund by fund. General fund, I think I skipped the page, so sorry. So general fund, we're actually at a shortage of $141,433. Water and sewer fund, a shortage of $108,248. And stormwater fund, it looks way worse than it really is, but a shortage of $474,988, and that's really because of proposed capital projects. And I didn't want to initially budget for an appropriation of fund balance, but I'll talk about all that and decide if that's been the course of action we want to do. All the other funds, the smaller funds, are all balanced at this point in time. Anybody have any And then this just shows the percentage increase over last year's budget. What I have in for the requested 26 budget is the expense amount. So it shows a very small increase in the general fund. Water and sewer, a sizable decrease. And a lot of these things on both general and water and sewer are the level of capital projects from the prior year. Stormwater, an increase of 451,638, and capital projects is what's driving that increase. Powell bill, a small decrease, a little over 13,000, and that's really because we're using some of those funds this year for paving projects. And the current year we're in now include an appropriation of fund balance or whatever, which is not projecting for the upcoming year. Sewer expansion reserve fund, small increase, that's primarily due to anticipated lower interest rates on investments. Now, whether that happens or not, especially after the last day or so, is a different story. But, you know, so that could change a little bit. That's what's driving that. So, and same with the beach protection fund. There we use some of our investments this current year for the town's share of the beach access replacement. And then, you know, again, an anticipated decrease in interest rates, but again, may revisit that. So. And then asset forfeiture is the same as last year. So that's kind of where we stand after the, you know, initial estimates of revenue and the all the budget requests that each department has submitted. So from this point, I mean, I think we just move on to each department.
Each department, yes.
We'll do a little bit of skipping around, especially with Jimmy, because we'll kind of go through all his things, but it crosses three different funds, so I'll kind of let you know where you need to go in your...
Which slide we need to go to?
Yeah, okay. I'll let you know. I think Jimmy's going to start with streets and sanitation and the general fund.
Okay. All right, Jimmy.
All right. Well, as you can see, I don't know if you guys have this or not, but what I'm looking at, the only big increase that I have in streets and sand would be maintenance of a building. That's due to, I'd like to get the old building once it's rehabbed and get it painted this year and possibly do some roof work on that. That's the only thing that really stands out in streets and sand. At this moment, as you can see, there's quite a bit of decreases in it. That's due because we go through what Arlen gives us as a year-round
historical average, I get that for four years for every expense.
Yes. If there's any questions, I mean, if you like, I'd like to go down each one, or if not, we can move on.
Just for everybody's knowledge, we kept the improvements to the old maintenance public works building to a minimum this year, and decided that stuff like painting or roof repairs and stuff could be added into Jimmy's maintenance budget for next year. So that's why there's no sense in paying the contractor the overhead and their markup for getting somebody to come out there and paint that building. So that's, there'll be more to get the two buildings to match and
yes,
that type of thing. Just for y'all's knowledge, that was our mindset there.
But like I said, there's really no big changes as far as the numbers on my budget this year. There'll be a few things we need to discuss later on down the road. It may possibly impact our budget. But like I said, just going through the historical cost, you know, this is how we come up with the numbers this year.
I think one thing, too, that we're going to need to consider is once you're in your new building, there's a possibility of having to add a copier. Some of you may have a monthly charge for that. And I don't really foresee much in the way of your IT because I'm trying to keep your setup the same.
Right.
But we may have a copier cost.
Right.
Well, anytime you bring a new building online, you're going to have, that first year is kind of a, you have to estimate power cost and that type of stuff, so we understand.
I've also had the question asked, are we going to get blinds put in?
I think they're provided.
Huh?
I think they're.
Okay, all right. I mean, that was one question that was asked.
Oh, yeah. Especially on the east side.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I don't know. That's a good question. We'll have to ask that question because here the builder provided the blinds.
Right. Yeah. Understood. Any questions from council?
What's your front park maintenance a decrease historically? I mean, why would
The only reason that it decreased this year is because I put quite a bit in for new lighting last year.
Okay. Okay.
It was about.
It was the year before.
Yeah, and the year before that it was sod, and you know, like I said, I tried to keep it within our budget that we normally do. Like I said, if there's something pops up, then usually I have enough money in there to cover what it usually takes to maintain the building down there.
Okay, thank you.
And also, Council, we have a presentation since we're on Public Works. If Mandy could switch us to that, we'll let Jimmy start and then Ian, and then I'll finish it up for significant issues around stormwater and a garbage proposal that we talked about at the last meeting.
If you guys can tell me next slide, because Arlen has our...
I can do whatever.
I'm
on a different computer.
Okay.
Can you put it in presentation mode?
Yeah.
It is not, sir. It'll get added to the agenda, sorry.
Oh.
Yeah, I was late getting it in because all the other stuff's happening this week. Jimmy, you're up, sir.
Okay. All right. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Council for all the support over the years y'all have given Public Works over the years, making sure that we've had the equipment and everything possible to maintain the town and the infrastructure. I'm here today to discuss the staffing issues, the challenges that we have.
Next slide, Manny.
Yeah.
Here.
One more, please.
Well,
we'll go with this right.
Yep. This is what we're going to talk about. So the agenda, there's three portions. Jimmy's going to talk about staffing. Then Ian's going to talk about the garbage system and our recommendations for change. And then I'm going to talk about stormwater work, current and next year. Now you go, Jimmy. There you go.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The next slide, please. Okay. And 2020 and 2022, council approved staffing for Public Works. As you can see in the graph, since 2020, we've averaged around 13 to 14 people. The highest we've had in 2020 was 15 employees. That actually got us back up to the original employment that we had when I started. And if you skip on that way, you can see all through the years, 21, 22, 23, 24, that we've averaged around 13 to 14 employees. We've been down, at times we've been down four possible, well, not possible, we've been down four employees at one time. So it's made staffing pretty hard to build back up. Plus, it's putting extremely workloads on the guys that hung around and work to maintain the town like it needs to be. We've managed, but the only reason we've managed, we've outsourced quite a bit of stuff, like the lawn care for town hall, community center, oceanfront park, and we've also outsourced a lot of stormwater projects, big stormwater projects. So as of today, we have 13 employees. So we're still down three employees, but I plan on hiring another guy next week. So that's going to leave two spots open for that we need to discuss today. As you can see, you can look when it, we call it the seasonal time, is when we usually lose most of the people. And that is, a lot of times, is due to the workload, the hot weather, people going to different other jobs, just doing one particular job, and not just like we do around here. We do pretty much anything and everything in town. So that's one thing that we're going to be talking about today, is trying to outsource a few things to make Public Works operate a little better. We've stepped back and came up, I think, with a pretty decent plan. And Mayor, last week you had quite a few questions, and we're here today to answer them. Like I said, outsourcing has helped out quite a bit, but just getting the employees coming in and hanging around long enough to learn something or anything like that, and it's gotten to where we cannot send people to class to get certifications and stuff like that due to a lot of the workload that we have. There's only like three of us now that actually have certifications, and to get a certification, it takes time, money, and effort, and you just don't get them overnight. You know, it's not like an online course you can go do. Like I said, I have two full-time office and personnel, and that's me and Robin. He's in and out 50% of the time. He works out in the field also, but like I said, if when someone's out or someone's on vacation, that just makes it a little harder for us to maintain what we got to maintain, because, you know, we like to sit, and council sets high standards for this town, which, you know, we got to cover. So that's what's going to lead up to what we're going to discuss today.
Next.
Huh?
You ready for change
one?
Yep.
Yeah, so pretty much, like I said, this is, I pretty much laid down the gravel for the road that we're going to try to go down on this one. So after that, I'm going to pretty much hand this over to Ian and let him do his presentation at this time. And if anybody at council don't know Ian, this is the Assistant Public Works Director. So he's my right-hand man. He's been here for, 12 years?
Yeah.
So he's got a pretty good grip on things.
All right. Good morning, council.
Good morning.
So I'm going to talk about garbage today and some recommendations that we kind of wanted to help us out with staffing and to help us out with hours put into garbage. Basically, right here is a background of all our different garbage that we do. So if you start off, we have residential, which we do Monday, and y'all live here, y'all know, Monday and Tuesday, we do one side of town and the other. It usually takes 8 hours during the season for us to do residential garbage on Monday and Tuesday, and 5 hours in the off season. We also do commercial garbage Monday and Friday year round, and then when the season kicks in, we add Wednesday, Saturday, Sunday, along with the Monday and Friday, and it takes us 2 hours to do that. So usually when I have people on commercial trash, we do beach trash too on Monday and Friday, almost the same as our commercial. And then we also do the beach access with commercial. I was like, but then it takes us 2 hours. But the biggest thing is that I have 6 employees doing garbage most of the time, because there are 2 on the beach, 4 on there, and it's taking up a lot of time and hours. The holidays are even worse, because I have to send in 4 employees to do weekend rounds of garbage. So they do, 2 people do the commercial route, and then 2 people do the beach cans, because it's so overpacked. And most of my guys are here for 4 hours apiece on holiday weekends. So that's Saturday, Sunday, and like 4th of July, for instance, and Monday.
How many hours do we guarantee them? Or do they just get paid the hours, or is there... They get paid.
So when they come in, like for instance, so when I do it for garbage, they get 2.75, which is time and a half. So they end up getting like almost about 4 hours. Okay. I was like, for a day. And so if I have them come in and do garbage, and then other groups doing beach cans, that's like, since it's scheduled, it's not an emergency. We don't do holiday pay. So I do 2.75 each employee. So it's about like 4 hours, regular hours a day. I was like, for each day, and it's 4 employees. But that's not including, like, I do wells on the holidays too. So I'm coming in, and then there's a guy that does the bathrooms and rides the roads and picks up. So there's technically six people working holiday weekends. And that's almost half our staff every holiday. We can go to the next slide, please. So our first recommendation.
Ian, how many hours does it take on Thursdays when you have to go pick up the debris and what else?
It's depending on year, too. Like, for instance, yesterday, we had a total of, I don't know the number, but we filled up 3 pages of pickups yesterday. And we had to send help out to go help them finish in an 8-hour day yesterday. And we have also, in wintertime, when there's less people here, it can be done in a half day. Okay. I was like, but usually when springtime and summer hits, everybody's cleaning out everything, throwing everything away. So we're slammed at capacity of 2 people. And then I got people loading it in trucks and hauling it to landfills or brush dumps. And so okay. it does take a little effort with that, but we're still fine with that. Doing the Thursday pickup because it's something I think the town still wants to do.
Okay, I was just curious how much time it took.
So our recommendation for our residential for a Monday and Tuesday, our recommendation is to try to contract it out during the budget process. It's one of our biggest things because the largest amount is for labor savings, and it's also the simplest portion to bid out. Contract already runs recycling already, so it would be basically the same route. I was like, for them to pick up, it would just be garbage instead of recycle. So I have 64 man hours per week, basically, on residential garbage with 4 people going. And that basically eliminates the staff issues if we contract it out for 2 slots. So how Jimmy said earlier, we have 2 open slots right now. If we were to contract residential out, we're basically saying we could wash the 2 employees of the spots we have right now to save the money, to put it towards contract or something else. And basically, we would be able to do more things on our Monday and Tuesday. I would have 4 people available to basically do water and sewer projects, do stormwater stuff. Like, it just opens up more time for our Monday and Tuesday instead of having 8 people or 4 people all day long Monday and Tuesday having to work.
And just to add to that, we believe that paying someone to pick up garbage is probably cheaper than paying them for some of these other projects that we'd fill their time with. So between the 2 slots, which Arlen would tell you is probably $65,000 a piece, right? So that's $130,000. Contracting this, we think, will be in the $220,000 to $250,000 based off the recycling. We don't know until we get the bids, but that's sort of the estimate. So that's half of it, just those 2 slots. The other half would be the contracting we eliminate from projects that we would be able to do. And so, budget-wise, we don't think it's a huge impact. My grandfather is not liking that we're talking about this, just to be clear. So I'm sure he's looking down, I hope looking down, not mad at me to even work with Jimmy to consider this, but we think it's a good recommendation. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, you're fine. I also did some research the other day just looking at other towns to see if anybody else does their own garbage. And basically, I looked up from Sunset Beach all the way to Atlantic Beach, and I think I found one, and it was Copsel. I said that still does their own. So it's just everybody's moving to the contract business, I guess, to free up more where they can't employ people. And I get to that, too, with the staffing issues of, you know, in the next couple slides. And like I was saying, it frees up 4 employees, and we already know multiple companies, the GFL, Waste Management, other companies that would bid for it. Next slide, please. Our second recommendation for garbage is the cans on the beach. So there's 1 at each beach access, and there's 3 HOAs currently have cans at town that the town also picks up on the beach side. It requires 2 people during the season for 2 hours. I said, and the problem is we don't have lifts on the beach, and these cans get extremely filled to where it's like we're having to half unfill them on the beach just to be able to lift them out the cans. Another concern for the beach cans of why I want to move them off is the high tide without the beach renourishment. I said sometimes getting south is almost impossible sometimes to get south at certain hours when we come in the morning. It's also safety for beachgoers because when we do weekend routes and do commercial, the 2 guys get off the commercial route in the morning on Saturday, and then they have to go on the beach. It's usually 8:30, and there's already tons of beachgoers on the beach on the weekend and summer months. I said, so we're having to dodge or have people move out of the way. I was like, and it's a safety concern that way. And another big concern is the weekend coverage, because right now with the staffing, I got a group of three groups of two that are rotating every third week to do business route and do the beach camps. As I said, so it's a lot of toll on them. And then when someone has something to do, trying to find someone to cover or someone's sick, it's just a hard staffing thing to do.
Do you know if you count all the poles where there are beach camps, how many do we have in total that you pick up on the beach?
I could have to get you the number. I was like, I just know every public access that we have. I said down the Atlantic, down the highway that's named every pull in access, we have a beach can. And some of them we have, like, I Avenue of the Pier is a hot spot. So we have two there because that's usually where a lot of people go, because they fill up so much that it's overflowing on the ground by the time we get there.
Okay.
Basically, all the accesses, HOA garbage cans are in a parking area. I was like, so they also, HOAs have cans on the beach, on the street side too. And I'm gonna get to that, how we would change and how we would modify picking it up if we moved them off the beach. We looked up Carolina Beach and Risle Beach, and Risle Beach a few years ago changed it to where they just have their beach cans pulled off onto the access side and wall company picks it up, garbage company. And we talked to Carolina Beach and they did the same thing like 2 or 3 years ago, where they put signs up and took cans off the beach and moved it there. Next slide, please. So the largest impact for the weekend coverage is staffing. Like I said earlier, significant issues for staffing has contributed to keeping personnel. A lot of people seem to overwork from the summer of having to work extra hours on weekends along with the garbage all week long. And then they have to sit here and worry about being on call with water leaks or anything else like that. So a lot of them like to, you know, find something that's a little more 40 hours a week standard job instead of having to deal with all this. This aligns with a lot of the other beaches that deal with the situation, because they don't want to go out there and send their people out there to work extra hours. And there's room at each access to put a can at the other side, and it would literally be the, we're not removing the cans, we're just basically moving them 100 feet. All it would take was someone to walk down the access to go to the garbage instead of on the beach side. And we would communicate with a plan and signing. I was like, and a sign basically putting it on the beach almost where the location of the beach can is, double-sided, saying, hey, beach cans are located here now, like, just so information-wise. Next slide, please. For our communication plan, like I said, we'd be communicating, saying that we're moving cans from the beach to the street. How we would do it, it'd be signage and communication campaign. It would be posted on the town website that they're moved. We can do email and text communication like we do most of our emergency stuff and information that gets sent out. And we would also do signs at every beach access to inform. We would need to communicate with the HOAs, because they already have carts on the street. So instead of them putting them on the street, we would supply them an extra beach can at their access. And we would just need to know, do they gonna roll them out like they do every Monday? Or would it be something for us to ask them permission to back into their accesses and pick them up that way and us get them themselves? Because I don't know how often an HOA is gonna wanna go to the access and pull it out, you know, 6 days of the week. I was like, so if we get permission to back into the access like we do our own, we can back right up to the can early in the morning and get it. So adding adding it to the route, I said we basically add it to the regular Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday route during the season with the extra can to dump at each HOA. We just have to get communication to them. And
so this one was added. Ian may not have seen this one. I'll cover this one for you. So
didn't see this one.
We got feedback. And I know, Connie, you and Dennis were talking to Carolina Beach. This was actually from Allen Discussions for the week. One of the things that Carolina Beach said is, they said, pack it in, pack it out. And everyone took that as, we don't have any cans anywhere. So obviously we want to avoid that. So I thought that was pretty interesting, right? But what they recommended, and Allen, tell me if I got this right, is, you know, have the sign where the can used to be saying the can is just up the beach access, right? And some of them is like as close as 50 feet, and Ian said 100 feet earlier, but basically just letting people know, look, you don't got to carry it all the way back home, you just got to get it off the beach, right? And then the next slide has some signs. But then in the communication, I think it's telling people, look, we're doing this for cost savings and for safety issues on the beach, as well as now we're not driving all over the beach every day. So the lifeguards will still be there, water rescue will still be there, but Public Works won't be driving down the beach 6 days a week, basically. And then realistically, I mean, I don't know how many of you guys have gone, but at E Avenue, the weight of the trash that ends up there, I want our guys using the lifts on the trucks, not picking it up themselves, right? Because we're going to get somebody hurt out there. They're standing in the back of a pickup truck trying to lift this stuff up in there, or taking half of it out of the trash can and potentially getting cut or whatever with all the stuff that gets thrown in there. Even though we're not supposed to have glass on the beach, it ends up there. So it just is better for our personnel as well as a savings for our staffing. Next slide. And then just to highlight, there's like 10,000 signs. When we started talking down this road after the last meeting, I'd asked Jimmy to reach out to SLAP about what signage they'd recommended. We didn't really get it, so we went out and just pulled a bunch of signs from the internet, basically.
So the one in the middle, I just kind of created just to kind of give a different option, because it was like he said, if it says like pack it in, pack it out, or take your trash with you, it's miscommunication of people.
Sounds like you got to take it all the way back home with you.
You know, and it's not really telling them right. So I just kind of put a little garbage thing there. And then of course, like SLAP committee or someone else or council can come up with different signs of just a quick little thing. But right. It's like, just, you can put a double-sided sign at the end of the access that says garbage carts located street side of access.
Right.
Like, just basic information. Like, so that way you don't mislead everybody coming down here and calling saying, oh, where's the cans, you know? Like,
right.
Yeah. And I mean, it's exactly the opinion that SLAP committee had.
Yeah.
You have to give explicit instructions.
Yep.
Where to put the garbage.
Yeah, exactly right. And so we're open to council's inputs. What we would like, I think this is the last sign on garbage, right?
Yeah, stormwater. Yeah.
Last slide. Oh, there's one more?
No, it's stormwater.
Yeah, perfect. So Public Works is looking for two things from council. One, approval to seek contracts for the residential garbage, which was phase one of what Ian talked about. And then two, permission to proceed with. So the garbage cans would go onto the beach the end of April. We would like to not do that. It's April 4th right now.
We put them up around Easter time every year. So depending on when Easter falls, it's when we start putting them up.
And this year's the end. So we'd like permission not to do that and instead invest in signs and a communication plan to bring to council and start communicating to our citizens. Right now, it's no change because since October, there haven't been cans on the beach. So it's just not putting them out. But we're not going to proceed without council consensus, so that's, we're asking for two approvals from council or guidance.
Okay.
What place can you get the signs made of?
I mean, the one that he's got in the middle that says garbage carts located street sign, I bet we can have in a week or two, for sure.
So we could have it by Easter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure we can.
I got a couple questions. Connie, you have any questions?
Go ahead and ask yours.
Yeah, I have some too.
I have some, but go ahead.
Go ahead, Dennis. Go ahead.
Well, what about our garbage trucks? What's the plan if you contract this out?
So we're keeping the commercial still, and we still have to dump the new access cans on the beach. It's like we have five right now. I was like, I would like to keep two, if maybe three. I said, but possibly just two. I said, because if we're just doing commercial, I was like, it is a... Usually when we do residential, we have to go to the dump like five times during the summer. I was like, it would probably take three commercial things to fill it up or get close. So I'd be going to the dump less and I still have a backup truck.
Right.
I was like, so technically two is essential to keep for commercial, unless we did some, you know, got rid of garbage altogether. I was like, and Arlen has a lot of information on the leasing, and I had to get with him what we owe. I think we owe him two trucks still. We're making payments on for. So it would be two trucks still that we owe on, and we would keep two. We would probably try to sell the rest to get rid of.
Yeah,
we definitely have to keep two.
So we didn't talk in detail about that, but I think the first year we would keep at least almost all the trucks and keep them in shape in case we decide we didn't like it. So citizen feedback, this is where I said my grandfather, right? So if the citizens like have a big issue with the 1 year first contract, we could get back out of it. And so I wouldn't get rid of very much equipment at all the first year. And then in next year's budget process, Jimmy and Ian can propose, here's what we want to dispose of with equipment working with Arlen.
Okay.
So I would keep it for the first year. That's just my recommendation to council, right? Ian wants to not maintain two trucks and park them, but we, with the new Public Works building opening up another bay, we're okay space-wise, so I would keep them initially. That'd be my recommendation to council.
So,
are dump trucks like fire trucks, you would still have to take them out and run them around every once in a while?
Yeah, they would drive it once a week or something. They have a weekly.
One of our CEO drivers, we do truck checks every Thursday.
Yeah.
It's another part of garbage that basically they check off fluid, they check engine, like they take it for like a little spin, checking tires, okay, something needs to be maintained. It's basically truck maintenance every
Thursday. So we'd have to maintain them even though we're not using them.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
So we're getting away from, we're still going to pick up, we won't have the commercial route, so we're only talking about residential.
Correct.
Yes, we're only talking about residential. I was like, so basically hotels, restaurants, beach accesses, et cetera, kind of things, gas station.
Is the one-arm truck of service to you for that limited use?
One-arm truck is, we use the two truck, the not the one arm, the other truck, basically for most commercial. So it wouldn't be as used, I feel like, in my eyes. It would be one that I would think that we would probably look to get rid of. We'd hold on to it now, like I said, in case change your mind with residential. But that is one because that's the problem with trying to contract commercial out is most of the garbage cans are in alleyways, like Jack Mackerel's or in
Yeah, I mean, we got some unique situations.
And we did look at that. So when the department, when we were going through this discussion, we tried to consider how we would get rid of commercial and then what we'd want to have the flexibility to. So there's still issues, right? So if, like, following a hurricane, the contracted company has problems getting down here, we would have the capability to go around and get garbage out, right? So that's why I said the first year, there are times when the staff does special pickups that I want us to still have that capability. And if we get rid of the one-arm truck, which I know it's a worthwhile asset, but if we keep that truck, we could do that following a hurricane or following a problem, and the department could still keep the community the way we want it, without being 100% dependent on our contractors until we're comfortable with them, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you guys remember right after the hurricane a few years ago.
Florence is crazy.
Yeah, but the recycling guys didn't come for like 2 weeks, but our guys picked up all that and it was gone. So the citizens never really realized that they were not there for a couple of weeks because we just took care of it. And I like that capability in the department because the citizens expect that, and it gives us, Jimmy, the ability for his department to maintain the town the way we want it. So that's sort of the recommendation.
So the recommendation for residential is just to look into?
To contract out the Monday, Tuesday, year-round pickups, yeah, for residential. Exactly right. Which they're already getting their recycling picked up by a contractor company, so to the citizens, it's not a huge difference.
By chance, have you talked to any of the other towns about what their per can?
No, I was like, this, when I was talking to Arlen and David about like even reaching out to companies, it's like he said, I can't talk to anybody about bidding or any quotes or anything.
Well, I'm not talking about the companies.
I haven't talked to a town about how they do per can, though.
Well, I'd be interested to hear what our cost per can is going to be for that pickup.
Mm-hmm.
And that might be hard to do. You're going to have to find a town that has about the same size that we do. Before we make a final decision, you're taking a little bit different approach than what I was thinking because you're talking about doing a 1 year trial, basically. I'm correct in saying that.
I mean, I hope we wouldn't go back, but I think I wouldn't sign a long-term contract in case there's something that comes up that we're not aware of. I don't know if that hurts us in the negotiation or not. Arlen's probably done the most, so.
Right. That would definitely hurt us.
So what are they normally like, threes or something? What did you do with recycling this year?
Recycles three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, But there's ways out of the contract if you did three even, right? Or not really?
We have to. That's where we rely on Jim to build something in there. But recycle really does not have a
good way out.
Good way out at all. So.
Yeah.
And that's the only thing I'd say at this point. You absolutely need a good way out.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's an open-ended agreement, and they're actually very tricky to terminate.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I brought it to council, right? We've got a staffing issue that we think this helps us with. And looking at all the different types of garbage, these were the two that make the most sense from the department standpoint and the least impact to the citizens and the simplest to get in place. All the others have their own issues, right? So the holiday weekend, we know we're going to have public work guys on the beach because there's going to be fireworks 4th of July, and there's going to be stuff everywhere Memorial Day, after Memorial Day, and after Labor Day, right? So we can't get rid of that, right? We're not going to contract, right? And then the commercial garbage, if you go down at the corner and look at what we have to do, a contractor's not, they'll do it, but they're going to charge us a lot more, we think, right, based on the work. Because there's nowhere that the town owns to simplify that process.
Or you're not going to get the level of service that they're
exactly
used to get.
Right. Yeah, and then people aren't going to like downtown smells bad. So we have to do that garbage. And so that's why we broke it into all the different types and then looked at every type. And what's the biggest bang for the buck and the simplest impact to the citizens? And these were the two.
Yeah. This question might be more for us than for Ian. Do we know, like if we look at the other towns, whenever they privatize, is the cost per can that they charge their citizens usually more than what we charge now?
We can find out. Carolina Beach is online. Yes. We just haven't looked it up.
Yeah.
Because I was wondering, does it cause your cost to go up to the citizens because you privatize?
Well, we don't charge enough now to cover
right.
the cost.
Right.
Even where I live, it's almost like 17 to 20 a month. I was like, because I pay like every 3 months for garbage in town, and I live in Wilmington. I was like, and it's a private contractor, and what is ours, like eight something?
Yeah, we're 875, so we would have to raise
we would have to raise it
by at least 35%, and we just raised it to 25% this year we're in now, but another 35 to potentially, you know, come closer to breaking even with what we estimate the cost.
Yeah, so the issue is, it's a different issue, but we're subsidizing garbage now. We think between the contract savings and the staffing savings, we'd be subsidizing the same or changing. So it's a different issue. If we want to say that garbage should be paying for itself, then we should raise the rate and let Arlen tell us what that rate should be. Contracting out is a different issue. Whether we subsidize or not, that's for council and Arlen to talk about, not for Jimmy and Ian.
Yeah, that's why I said it's more of a question for
exactly
us.
Exactly right. But we've been subsidizing the whole time, right? So even back before Arlen, when we raised the garbage rates in like 2001, 2002, when I looked at it, I tried to get it right, and we were still subsidizing it because the council at the time was like, we're not going to raise the garbage rate that much. And it's
I think even at some point there was no charge at all.
That's right. Exactly right.
I think right before I started here, which was in 2010, there was no garbage fee at all.
Okay, well, I thought I did one in the early 2000s. Maybe I didn't, but...
Well, maybe it did, and then it went...
I think I was the first one. Maybe they took it away, right, because they got pushback after I got off council. But the first time I ever looked at this, everyone's like, well, garbage should pay for itself. I'm like, I'm fine. And then a bunch of citizens were like, well, I don't get to take that off my taxes. So that's probably where it went away again. Mm. Because you get, but now with the standard deduction, most people aren't taking their taxes off anyway. So I'm mixed with it. That's a total council decision.
Okay.
If it should pay for itself, we should look at that, and Arlen can tell us. But I think from the department standpoint, eliminating the two staffing positions instead of filling them and the contractors, it'll be a wash at the public works budget level, whether we, how we pay for it is an Arlen and council question, right?
Okay, so to pick up garbage at a house that's worth $500,000 costs you the same if the house is $2.5 million. Garbage is the same.
Yeah.
A can of garbage.
That's true. Yeah.
It's the same.
Trash is trash.
Okay. So when I was in High Point, they went totally automated one-man trucks, you know, one-armed bandit trucks for, we did our own recycling, we did our own garbage, we did our own yard waste. We had three cans that were put out, could be put out on a schedule. And we showed a reduction in manpower, a significant reduction in manpower with all the routes and trucks and stuff. But they also brought the tax rate down, tried to show that if your operating cost goes, now the complaint was it was helping people with higher priced houses out more than the others.
Yeah, right, that's the issue.
That's the issue. But we have to be mindful that we can't, if we go this route, and if we go this route, we're going down a road that's hard to get out of.
Yeah.
And it's also, we're going to lose a level of service to a certain extent. Now, we are keeping the business district and the commercial stuff, so that's going to give us a option to provide that occasional service that we need. Somebody misses,
or
I mean, we're going to try to eliminate that. I don't know how much of that do you have now?
I mean, it happens from time to time.
But so it's not a lot.
Every couple of weeks you get somebody that forgot to put it out, or you missed it, but we don't know if we missed it or not really, so we just go courtesy pick up and go pick it up.
Yeah, you don't argue about it.
I think
waste management, I know they forgot our recycling and they came back, so I don't know if they come back if they miss your trash or not.
Well,
if they do, we'd
have that flexibility. I would be willing to move forward with the garbage to at least see what our final cost is going to be. I mean, if we get some numbers on the actual dollars,
mm-hmm,
of what it's going to cost, and then we'll have to make a decision where we're going to truly pass the cost on to the residents, but we're going to have to show them a reduction in what they're paying, and that's going to be the only way we can do that is lowering taxes, if you follow what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying. I don't agree with it, but okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure I agree with that either. I mean, I understand, but you know.
So we got a certain amount of our garbage collection that's built in. Let me try to explain a little different. We got a certain amount of our garbage collection that's paid in on our water bill every month,
right,
which is not an actual cost.
Correct. Right.
Okay. So if a can cost us from a private contractor, say 25 or 50% more, and that's going to be added to their, are we going to absorb that in their budget and keep the per can cost the same? Or are we going to go to a per can cost totally on the water bill?
I think we'd end up subsidizing to some extent.
Yeah, just like we are.
Yeah. Okay, I'm almost to have the conversation.
Yeah, I think we can have it. I don't think that we're going to go, right now my gut feeling is I don't think we could immediately go to asking them to cover all of our costs, and we haven't done it historically.
Okay. Right.
So that's right. I have a couple other questions, just since I don't understand commercial pickup here. Roughly, you have a sense of how many contractors are out there in our area that would bid on this? And do we also have any sense, at some point we're at the mercy of those contractors if they start increasing fees like our recycling company does. So do we have any sense of, from other towns or anything,
all I know is
what our risk is?
Who picks up what town? I looked up. Like, I haven't reached out besides Carolina Beach, and that's the only one I've reached out to privately, because I was more getting the numbers and the hours together to present my case, like, than get the numbers, because that was going to be, like, the next thing on the list once we start talking about it, and it's going to move forward. We really didn't want to, if we got shot down, waste time with numbers, you know what I'm saying, before we even get a, hey, keep looking into it kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, basically, is there enough competition out there that we think we can...
So I know Rifle Beach uses Wall, and GFL is south of us.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, and Waste Management already does this in Carolina Beach. I was like, so I know those are three of the major companies, and there's also smaller companies that do in town, but I don't know if the town would want to get in. It depends, everybody has the right to bid, but you know, it's Monster Trash. There's like four or five other ones I can name off the top of my head that are smaller companies. So I was like, but most of those, usually they build their small company, get bought out by a big one in a couple months.
I mean, I would assume that by having, not having the business district or commercial would be to our advantage with a contractor. They should be able to give us better just for residential only.
That's an assumption. That's what we believe.
Because we are building them coming to town every weekend and picking up trash. They go jack the price way up on that.
Right. Well, and it's only a 2-hour shot, so they're driving all the way for 2 hours. And so, exactly right. What we did, so council understands, is Ian, Jimmy, and I sat down and went through all of those different types of trash. And there's a backup spreadsheet we didn't put in the presentation that we worked with Arlen on, costing all this, how many hours we spend on it, how many people. And then we looked at it from, okay, if you were the contractor bidding on this, which ones make sense? And so from their perspective, our residential is mostly one-armed bandit, so they're one person in their truck. All the commercial stuff is two or three people on a truck, and it's small amounts of time. So you're coming down for 2 hours, you're done, and then you're moving on. And so it didn't help us on that much labor because it's only, you know, 4 labor hours a day, so it doesn't help us that much on the staffing issue. And from their perspective as a contractor, you're driving all the way from Wilmington for 2 hours, unless you're already in Carolina Beach, and it doesn't fit in with their models very well either. So it's better for them to have a big chunk of work in Curie Beach, so they fill up a truck and then drive all the way across the county to their dump load. Because the problem for the contractors is, if you fill it with a quarter of trash and then you don't work till tomorrow, it's sitting at your place.
They don't do that.
Yeah, they don't like that. So they're going to spend all the labor hours to drive all the way to the landfill. And so that doesn't work for their model. It doesn't help us on our staff model. That's where we got to this recommendation.
Rifle Beach would be a good community to call because I have an employee that works restaurants there at night sometimes. I was like, and they have not room for dumpsters, kind of like us, since they're so tight with some of their businesses. They do multiple pickups, like for commercial stuff, and they explain basically that it probably goes through the roof with pricing because literally they're driving down there every Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, Tuesday. It's like every other day they're going down there to do it just to run, like you said, 2-hour route. Like,
right.
You know, the thing about it is, if you don't pick a commercial up early in the morning.
Oh yeah, we're here at 5:30.
If you don't get it, so for example, if they don't get here to midday, there's no way with the cars down there. You can even get the cans out to the truck, and it's blocking everything out.
Exactly, it's like the beach cans also. I mean,
And
I want to let council know that if we are able to pull the cans off the beach, it's not like we're not going to patrol the beach also.
Yeah, my guy that does the daily highway run, picking up trash on sidewalks and dune areas and stuff, it's like I basically would add to the list of every morning of him make a run down the beach. And then also like working with lifeguards or other things, of talking to them, saying, hey, if you see a tent near it, put it near the access and we'll come get it.
So, all right. That's kind of over on the beach garbage side. Let's get.
I got one more question.
Yeah, let's get to
on the beach garbage side.
Are we finished with?
A question about trash. The trash pickup.
Let's get all our residential stuff done and give them a clear direction. And I've got some questions about beach.
I got a residential question. So I'm not familiar how the bidding process would go. If we had put this out to bid, do we have to let it open to everyone, or are we allowed to select who we would ask to bid?
We're going to have to do a formal bid process.
Which means if we got the lowest cost, we have to take it?
No.
No.
The lowest.
Lowest responsible.
Yeah, responsible.
We're allowed to evaluate that, these guys are too small or these guys don't have a good record.
We can build into, it's going to take some work.
I just want to make sure we didn't get stuck with the lowest cost.
No, but we can build into our specifications or to our ask from what they're providing
that they have to have certain requirements. They have
or
to fulfill.
Or they've been in business for 10 years.
Yeah, we can have to provide that. Okay. We can write the specifications as strict as we want.
So we don't get a fly-by-night.
So, yeah, I mean, we got ways to protect ourselves there. Okay. Our biggest obstacle is going to be, and Ian and Jimmy, when we first started talking about this, I was thinking all our garbage pickup, okay? I like the fact that we're leaving the commercial in-house mm-hmm. because we can't go any other way. Honestly, we can't go any other way. If we can make this work with the numbers, that's not going to cost us a lot of money. I'm okay with us moving forward with letting them.
I am too.
Take the next step.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Now, one question for Arlen. We'll pick on David. David thinks we can have this ready to go by July 1. I'm not that optimistic. As far as by the time we get the specification written, and who's going to write the specifications, and are we going to need some other help doing that?
I think it might go a little longer than that, and then I hate to say go through another season with these guys having to pick up trash, but making a change during the course of the busiest time of the year too with pickup. I don't know.
Well, the good thing is we'll still have all our equipment, so if there's one. I think we can do it as soon as council's comfortable and we get a good contract that the attorney and the finance officer approve. So doing it in July is fine. We're going to pick up trash until we do it, but the department is telling council we have a staffing issue and it's going to get worse. And if two people leave, we're going to do less other stuff and still pick up trash because the citizens are going to require the trash to be picked up. So we need to move forward with this. If we can't get it done by July 1st, that's fine. We should put it in the budget so that it's in the budget. And if it's if it's a wash on cost, it's a wash. And if it's a little more, okay, we'll save July's fee. But the request is you give us permission to move forward and then we'll do it as fast as we can. That's the request.
I'm okay with us making a motion to proceed with getting bids.
Okay, so whatever we do, we could do it mid-year without a problem.
Yeah,
we could do it anytime.
Okay, okay.
And
we set the budget to support it, and then we could do it anytime.
We'll base our budget on what we know, I guess, at this point. So if we get to the time we have to approve this budget and we don't really know, we'll leave it the way it is.
That's right.
Or the way it operates now. If it changes in July, August, whatever time period, and we have to amend the budget, then
right. Ian and Jimmy, when you start reaching out to these other communities, mm-hmm. try to find the ones that did it the most recent.
Yeah.
And get a copy of their bid package.
Yeah, I know a guy that worked for Waste Management, and I think they just got, was it Ocean Isle or Oak Island? It was one of the two.
But I think you're going to have to go through the town. Don't go through one of the.
Yeah. I'm just saying that someone did it recently.
Yeah. So go to the town and say, can you provide us with your proposal?
Yeah.
Okay. And that should tell us how complicated it's going to be.
Yeah. Specifications are going to be the key. Exactly.
That's right.
What we want. I mean, I know right now residents here have to buy their own can.
That's right.
So sometimes with these other companies, they supply the can. So right. Then, what do we do with the 2,500 cans
right.
that actually are property of the resident because they bought them?
That's right.
You're
right. There's some nuances, but I didn't want the staff working on something that council wasn't going to approve. That's why we're talking.
Oh, yeah.
And this is a budget process, so we're following the process, right?
So, any other questions on residential?
I think I'm good on residential.
So do we need a motion to move forward on this, or does the consensus to?
I think consensus to direct staff to reach out for bids for residential is what we need.
All in agreement on that?
Yep.
I'm in agreement.
Beth?
Do we need a motion?
Seth?
I would prefer a motion.
Okay. Then I'll make a motion that the council direct staff, the attorney, the finance officer, and the public works director to pursue bids for residential garbage on Monday, Tuesday pickups.
I second it.
Have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. They got some work to do. All right, now.
Can I ask one other question? I just thought.
Yeah.
So, sure.
The houses along the oceanfront that sign up for the special pickup, that you would still consider that as commercial, yeah. I guess, and pick up.
So that would be something to discuss too. Would it be us to do since we keep our.
It is commercial. It is commercial.
Like, would we just pick it up after our Friday commercial route, you know, and just go pick up that?
Just build that into your.
That's in commercial. Yes, it's in commercial.
Good point. Good point.
The contract for Monday, Tuesday pickups across town.
Okay. You only do that for 2 months, right?
Three months. And if you don't sign up before the first 2 months are gone, then you can't sign up.
Then you can't, right. Okay.
And it's really like less than 10.
Yeah, we've had maybe total 12 cans over the last couple of years that sign up. Yeah, there's not many people that do it. And half the time, why I moved it last year and asked David to move it to Friday instead of Saturday was my guys were coming here on the weekend. And they weren't even out.
And we drive through
neighborhoods at 5 o'clock, 5:30 in the morning, and you get to the house and their cans not even out. And then you're like, oh, and then you just leave and they wouldn't call or anything. So I guess they just didn't rent out the rental that week.
If you go to like a waste management, do they charge incrementally, like progressively, if you have more cans or every can's the same price?
No, every can's the same.
Every can's the same price?
What? Say it again.
I said, you know, does anyone have like a progressive way that they charge, you know, in other words, you have one can you pay this, two cans you pay that, three cans you pay that.
Oh, we do. We do that. Yeah.
Well, I was just saying,
your second can costs twice as much.
I'm just saying if you privatize, can you still?
Well, you need to build that in. That's something
that we got to talk to them about the contract, right?
So
I was just curious.
So, okay, so now the beach trash.
Yes, sir.
Beach.
So.
Just two questions. Minor really, but right now a lot of the access points actually have two or more cans, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's one on the beach and there's one on the street side.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So are you going to have to put more cans on the street side?
Yes, I would match what I'm doing basically on the beach on the street side. So
okay.
Like I Avenue, for instance, has two, it's like in the one at the street, I would put three in the street.
All right, second question has to do on Atlantic Avenue. You mm-hmm. have the special containers, you have recycling and
I thought about this yesterday. Listen, I brought it up, but Robin actually brought it up. So we have the cans on the Atlantic, but they're the smaller little cans mm-hmm. and the certain receptacles that we built.
Yeah.
So moving a can to the ocean to the street side, we don't have anywhere to put it, and I don't want a trash can to be right on the bulkhead, like, you know, right on the thing is a green trash can sitting there. So when you brought up the point about building receptacles around certain ones, I'm wondering if it would be a thing to build receptacles around the Atlantic ones to make it look nicer, you know what I'm saying, like on the walkway, like the ones that are down further on the beach on the Atlantic, how we have little cubbies like right at the entrance of it. Mm-hmm. I think it would make it look better instead mm-hmm. of just a green trash can just sitting on the walkway, you know.
All right.
I think that our trash cans receptacles on the Atlantic beach, on the ocean park side, aren't going to work because if you've got a bag, a grocery bag that you put all your trash in, it won't go through the hole.
Yeah.
So you're going to need something.
Yeah, like building something on the access side, almost like down Atlantic, is using a regular trash can size and putting it in there. I just wanted not to have a regular trash can sitting right beside the gray one.
That's the way it looks.
You know, like.
So,
all right. And then the last, is there any concern? I've seen people pull up into our parking lots and dump residential garbage in there.
Yeah, contractors have.
I have. You've seen, you know, motor oil dumped into
anything
it goes in there. Is this going to make that issue worse? More cans?
It's very hard to say.
More chance of.
It's very hard to say because, I mean, they also did it. People fill up one and they walk down the beach access and do it at the beach camp, too. I mean, I've seen stuff on the beach that's like, why is this on the beach? Like, so, I mean, I don't think it'd be any more than what it is, but there's always a chance that you're going to get someone just to unload stuff. I mean, I've had recliners on the beach before that we've had to pick up. Like, you know, like.
That's where it went.
Dang, that is.
Yeah.
All right, thanks. Those were my questions.
Tony, you have any questions about beach side?
mine's kind of, you know, minutia. So, I mean, it was really about the HOAs. I think, you know, most of the HOAs, they have to hide their trash can. So if they bring theirs out to the street, they're going to have to build something to hide theirs.
Okay. So
I don't think the town should have to build something for the HOAs to hide theirs. That's their responsibility, to hide their trash cans.
Absolutely. So our three HOAs are the Curie Dunes area right there, the double gravel parking lot ones right there we pick up on Monday, regular route, and then Sea Watch.
Yeah,
those are the only HOAs.
And we don't put a can out. Well, we have one on the beach, but we don't have one.
Oh, you don't have one right there? I was like, so what I was asking basically earlier was, instead of rolling it out every day, because that's, you know, having someone from HOA come roll a can out every other morning to get dumped, is if it would be all right for our garbage can, like our regular access, just to back up to it, to where you keep it along the inner fence, like up against in the access, to dump it there instead of having someone have to pull it out every time. And that's what we just have to communicate with HOAs to do. Sea Watch is the only...
Sea Watch doesn't have a
place to put
a can.
They don't have it. They just have the walkway and the can right beside it.
I know.
So that's the thing. Sea Watch would be the only difference.
So there's four HOAs north of N Avenue.
There's the three that we have garbage carts out on the beach.
We don't have a can on the beach on the...
The one most to the north. I didn't see a can there. That's... Curie by the Sea? That's just north of...
They didn't, and I don't think they had
it. I don't think they have a can, so I'm not sure if we have a can on the beach there. I'm sure we do.
I don't remember being any further south. As soon as I hit the Curie Dunes area, I'd have to go all the way for one last can, and it would be at the last public access.
So you got Curie Estates and Curie Beach Village, and they both have cans that get rolled out to the street. I know Curie Beach Village is not going
to... Oh, yeah.
They're going to want you to back in there, but it's going to take them putting the can outside their
fence. They're going to have to bring it out.
Outside their fence.
Yes.
All right. So if we can find a way, like you said, with their permission to back into the beach access and pick it up, it may be challenging sometimes, but it's not that far.
Yeah, and most of our commercial stuff would be... It'd be before like 7 o'clock because we start so early. In summertime, we start at 6.
Yeah, if you could do those.
It would be early because we're done for 2 hours by 8 o'clock when we start by 6. So before anybody even gets in the parking lot, we should be good.
So the HOAs would be considered commercial?
Yes.
Part of the commercial, it would be added to the access.
Commercial route.
I said it would be access cans just dumped on the commercial route. Like, it wouldn't be charged commercial.
Because at Curie Beach Village, our can, and I think Curie Estates, we only put our cans out for the Monday morning pickup.
Yes,
that's the only time it gets put out.
Yes,
and I guarantee you their cans are never full.
Yeah.
They're never full because everybody's leaving their trash out on the beach.
Yeah, yeah.
But you got one can serving two HOAs, basically, because there's only one beside the lifeguard stand.
See, now I would figure to add an additional can to each access. I was like, for us to pick up on the other days.
Yeah, I think that's smart, okay?
Yeah.
What about, so where Connie lives, they do away with their cans because of the residential people putting their garbage in there, so you'd have to add those back in.
Anything that had one on the beach, I plan on matching it at there, even if it was a HOA access. That was just reaching out to the HOAs to say, hey, this is what we wanted to do. Is it permission to us to dump it and get it out and back in there and get it?
Do you have enough room at all the other public access points to put two cans and to box them in?
Most of them are the Ocean Dune ones. I was like, are the only ones that, and Atlantic are the only ones that don't really have a parking lot besides the one all the way north. And the other way north has that parking pad, and we stick it on the right hand side of the access, so as right as you come off, like tucked away right there. So usually the Ocean Dunes, we do the same thing. We just tuck it on the side in the little mulch pine straw area right beside it. And I have room to add cans at every one. The only one I would worry about is the Atlantic ones, where I said we'd probably have to build something to hold it.
So is the distance from the, is Ocean Dunes going to be a problem? I mean, I shouldn't call it a challenge. Is Ocean Dunes going to be a challenge with
only thing is the people that live there, because it's a public access and our entry point is on the highway.
I know.
So a lot of the people that don't use their Ocean Dunes private accesses that come and say, oh, it's a shorter distance to the public access, they jump in off of their driveway. So they're going on the beach and coming out. So if they wanted to dump, they'd have to come through that, through their access, or through the driveway, and then out to the road to get to the trash can. So I don't know if that's something that would be effective, or that they just take their trash to their trash can underneath their walkway. That's, I mean, the garage has trash cans right underneath the carport right there, too.
Well, you think there's not that much public parking down there either.
And I will say that their beach trash down there, it's not the heaviest location.
Of course.
I mean, it really is. That's usually where it's lighter because there's not that many people public-wise.
Okay, so if we can have the agreement, the understanding that you're going to send somebody, I think you're going to send somebody up down Fort Fisher, even the days you don't pick up trash, to make sure those cans aren't overflowing.
Yeah,
but we sure don't want trash out on the street.
Yeah, the only days would be Tuesday and Thursday, summertime.
Yeah. So you would be going up and down checking them.
Yeah.
And you're going, and maybe with the fire department, Ocean Rescue's help, if you've got tents that are broken down and they leave them there, or chairs or something.
Yeah, and that's what I wanted my guy on the weekends and during the day to ride that ride to Fort Fisher. Just, hey, take a ride on the beach too. But yes, agreement of anything that can help move something to an access would be.
And how much stuff are y'all picking up, like at 7 o'clock at night, that gets tents and stuff? Is that drop down? You know, people that leave stuff out there not supposed to leave.
It's mainly just around holiday peak times.
Yeah.
I said during early months, like right now, and maybe probably between Memorial Day and 4th of July, it's probably when it gets the worst, just because it's only maybe one a week, two a week. I said it's random. I said just depending on who's here and who doesn't. It's hard to really classify how many tents are out a week, but.
Ed, are y'all picking up a lot of stuff on the beach now at the end of the day?
Yeah, I'd say they probably, on average, pick up at least something every day. It's drastically decreased over the years. I think people are more aware of it than, of course, when it first started. And our process is, after 7, the guards try their best to, on their last run, to let people know, hey, your stuff needs to be up. If it's not going to be attended, so that's helped out a little bit too. And then whatever's left, they just bring it to the station. And normally, what happens is they'll call police department and ask if it got stolen, or the fire department staff will bring it to.
And if you guys could work out some system with Public Works, maybe if you see stuff broken down, you could let them know by text or email.
Yeah.
That they need to check it, and that just helped them out. So.
Oh, yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah.
Now, I know that people still don't clean up after their animals, and they tend to use these things, but as many times, and they used our trash cans to throw the dog poop in and everything. So if we can make, by us picking them up as much as we do, we shouldn't have any.
No.
Odor and stuff. Let's just make sure we keep our cans clean.
Yeah, we have a special scent degreaser. We spray in cans when we do commercial route for any public can. I was like, so we make sure it has some type of smell that's better than what it is.
Like I said, it'd be picked up 5 days a week.
So. Okay. Any questions?
No. So we could switch over to this as soon as we have signs ready and we're in agreement.
Yes.
Okay.
There's no contract or anything. I make a motion we approve recommendation number 1 to not put cans on the beach, and Jimmy and Public Works work with Beth and Mandy on a communication plan to get it out to council for approval by the week after next, and then to the community.
Yeah.
All right. Motion. Second.
Motion and second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Excellent.
All right. We got our next budget meeting. If y'all run into any problems on either one of the case and need guidance,
yes,
or send us an email, we'll be more than glad to give you a yes or no, or thumbs up, thumbs down on anything you come into. Instead of bringing, send it to us and we'll give you an idea on what.
Yeah, I'd like to talk to when we get to the design of receptacles on Atlantic, just to see your opinion on where you want them and where it would possibly be.
And I'll be glad to walk down there with you.
Yeah,
one day.
Good.
Okay.
Ready to move on?
Let's take a break.
Quick break.
Okay.
Some coffee. Guys. Coffee break.
Yeah, let's take about a, let's come back at 10:30.
10:30, 12 minutes.